Finally, one more cooking-related contest, the race for Best Cookbook of 2012. Food writer T. Susan Chang has compiled her list, and she tells us about her favorite.
I spent a lot of 2012 testing cookbooks, and what I loved about the ones that came out this year is that they were so contrarian. I mean, we're living in a globalized, crowdsourcing world. We're not interested in taking orders from some guy in a white chef's coat. So this year's cooks are figuring it out as they go. They're stumbling on shortcuts, and as soon as they do, they're taking pictures, blogging, and sharing in real time. One great book for that kind of thing is Susan Fenniger's Street Food. I should say, this book comes with a warning. You're going to get messy. It's full of fried things that'll get your backsplash dirty. There are tomato-y things that'll stain your apron. You'll end up with a fridge full of mysterious sauces. But you know what? It's worth it. Try the Singapore crab cakes with red chili sauce, or the Ukrainian spinach dumplings with lemon marmalade and sour cream, or a Burmese melon salad with ginger and green lentils. I know you'll see what I mean. This is food from all over the world, and it's bone-suckingly good. After a week, the book's pages should be spattered, your kitchen should be filthy, and you should be full. That's how you'll know you got it right.
That was T. Susan Chang. Her latest book is called A Spoonful of Promises, Stories and Recipes from a Well-Tempered Table. You can read about her other favorite cookbooks of 2012 at npr.org/bestbooks.